Are you ready? You are about to enter the Power On Boost podcast, where we facilitate the awakening of your personal power by providing powerful content that'll inspire you, motivate you, and help you realize you are enough. Come join your host, Adrian Wesley, and let him show you how you can turn your power on to be alive to thrive.
Woohoo! Another day alive to thrive. Thanks very much for tuning into this podcast episode. My name's Adrian Z. Wesley. For those of you that don't know, I'm a motivational educator and I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I'm also known as the Human Optimizer. I'm very, very excited to share this very special episode with you. The Power On Boost podcast has now been sponsored by the Power On Audio Club. The Power On Audio Club is facilitating the awakening of online entrepreneur power worldwide. The Power On Audio Club has been a dream of mine for about 25 years in not exactly the same format it is now, but I have been dreaming about becoming a motivational educator since the University of Calgary. And that was 25 years ago. So I'm asking you to check out www.poweronaudioclub.net. Poweronaudioclub.net. Get ready to turn your power on. Get ready to change your life. It's incredible. I'll be sending you daily audios Monday to Friday. My business partner and I, he's an extremely successful online entrepreneur, and I'm a successful online entrepreneur, and we're going to show you how to become a successful online entrepreneur. If you are an employee that wants to become an online entrepreneur, the Power On Audio Club is for you. If you are currently an entrepreneur that wants to figure out how to become an online entrepreneur, the Power On Audio Club is for you. If you are an online entrepreneur and you're not having the success that you believe you deserve, the Power On Audio Club is for you. Today's episode is very special. It's a compilation of some of the daily audios that Balaj and I send out. So if you join the club, you get daily audios from both of us Monday to Friday, and they arrive on your messenger. It's delivered via ManyChat, and you have a private members dashboard, and you can access your daily audios. You get monthly educational audios, and you get my sleep hypnosis audios. I want to also let you know that I am the most recommended hypnotherapist on this planet. I have the most testimonials that I've seen of anybody. And you are going to be able to go to sleep every night using my sleep optimization hypnosis audios. When I was doing one-on-one sessions, I'm currently on a sabbatical. I was booked out 4 or 5 months in advance because of the power behind the work that I was doing. And you can now receive that through your sleep hypnosis audios. The monthly educational audios are going to provide you with the life skills, the human optimization skills, and the business skills to succeed as an online entrepreneur. The daily audios are going to motivate you, inspire you, and fire you up. And they're also going to educate you. So enjoy this special compilation podcast episode of the new poweronaudioclub.net. If you like the work that I do, please subscribe and leave a review and tell as many fucking people as you can, because my mission is to make self-love go viral and to end suicide on this planet, because I lost my mom in grade 10. And in her honor, I'm going to spend the rest of my life saving moms, saving kids, and anybody else I can. So please share this podcast, share this episode, subscribe and leave a review. And now sit back and enjoy some of the daily audios from the new poweronaudioclub.net. You are awesome. You are awesome. I thought that was a nice way to start off our conversation today. I want you to hear that loud and clear. You're fucking awesome. You're amazing. Go shout that to yourself in the mirror. Say, I am awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. There are some updates in your members dashboard. There is the weekly mindset reprogramming audios uploaded and to date. And we've added in the names of each of the mindset reprogramming audios so you know which one to identify. Thank you to the club member that asked for this. We have uploaded another episode into the Power On Boost section. We've uploaded the mastermind to the dashboard. And as we do every week on Friday, we uploaded a weekly clip of all the daily audios. So don't forget to use your dashboard. Balazs daily audio on Friday. If you haven't heard it, replay it. It's super powerful. If you understand what he's talking about in that audio, your business can change. It can change overnight if you understand what he's talking about just from purely understanding that no's are not a bad thing. The no's lead you to the yeses. This is super, super important, and not to take things personally. So many people are not realizing their dreams as entrepreneurs because they're too scared to sell, because they're scared of rejection. So this concept and this topic is paramount to your success, and we're going to keep talking to you about it. I just wanted to reinforce it because that daily audio gives you enough fuel to set yourself free from holding yourself back from rejection. The mindset challenge. Every Monday, we're going to start doing a mindset challenge. And why are we doing that? Because your mind is always listening to you. Your mind is taking orders from you. And your mind is creating what you tell it. Kaboom. When I figured that out, my life has changed. And I told you guys this before, and you've heard me say that. I want you to imagine every time you type into a keyboard on your laptop or your desktop, that tells the computer what to create. That's exactly what your thoughts are doing. Your thoughts are your fingers on the keys creating code telling the computer what to create. So this week for the mindset challenge, what you're going to repeat over and over and over is everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Now, I got this from Abraham Hicks. I didn't make it up myself. Huge props, huge call out to Abraham. This is the Master Blaster affirmation. It covers everything. Repeat this to yourself. When you're sitting in bed and you're stressed or nervous about something, everything is always working out for me. Before you go into a call with your leads, a sales call, everything is always working out for me. If you're stressing out about money, everything is always working out for me. Repeat it over and over. And this is also going to help you get into the receiving mode. And that's the main topic of today's daily audio, something we talked about on Thursday, the receiving mode. So I was thinking about you this weekend and it hit me. It hit me as to what holds people back from going into the receiving mode. And I thought I'd start by explaining again, what is the receiving mode? And we're going to be talking about this over and over and over. And repetition is super important because everybody these days is on this big kick to fill up a bookshelf and show everybody that you've read the most fucking books that are on this planet. But 95% of what people are learning, they don't retain or don't apply or don't do anything with. So you're just basically destroying your eyesight because you're looking at a small piece of paper with small little writing. And that's why most people that read tons have to wear glasses. So if you're going to do that, make sure that you use the information for something. But that's a whole other topic. But that's why I have to repeat things. And that's why we're going to be bringing up concepts over and over. So what is the receiving mode? The receiving mode to me is feeling joy, feeling love, feeling abundant, feeling energized, feeling clear, feeling grateful, feeling light and free energetically. Now, what is not the receiving mode? Believing in scarcity, feeling scarce, depression, anxiety, low energy, negative thoughts, comparing yourself to other people. Tight energetically. If your shoulders are tight, if you're upper lung breather, if you're in fight or flight, that's not the receiving mode. You are receiving, but you are receiving what you don't want. So when I talk about the receiving mode, I talk about putting yourself into a mode where you attract and create a reality full of everything that you actually want. The way I see it is I see a tap. I see a water faucet, and basically I can turn on that tap and allow the abundance of life to flow to me, or I can turn on that tap. I can turn off that tap and block the flow, or I can turn it on. I'm responsible, but the water is always there waiting to flow to me. And that's how I see all the things that I want to come into my life. Abraham Hicks calls it the vortex, but they're there and they want to come to me. And I want you to trust me on this. It works. I've applied this many, many times. Your energetics creates way more than your physical actions. Your job is to get yourself into the receiving mode every morning. Now, these three factors will inhibit you from getting into the receiving mode, in my opinion. And I wanted to point them out to you, and I'm asking you to write them down, because these three areas are the biggest things that are holding you back right now. If you focus on these three areas, your whole fucking life will change. I promise you. Magic will start to happen. The abundance will flow. The money will come. The material things will come if you want. The relationships will improve. Number one is expecting something bad to happen. That's what most people are doing. And it's very hard to get into the receiving mode and to be joyful and to be grateful and to be relaxed if you fucking think bad things are gonna happen. So that's why we're starting off with the mindset challenge this week, with everything is always working out for me, because that's the opposite of believing everything bad is going to happen. You need to get yourself to the place where you expect good things to happen. And I have had PTSD, I've had trauma, and it's taken me a long time. I'm still working on it, but I am closer than I've ever been to expecting 100%, 7 days a week, that good things are going to happen. Now, I have my off days, but when I have those off days, it's clearly to me because I'm expecting something bad to happen. Because if everything was working out for me and I was always expecting good things to happen, I'd fucking float through this life. Because if everything is always working out for me and I expect good things to happen, what do I have to be stressed about? And that's where I'm working to get towards, because I see this and you see this now. The second factor that you have to deal with to get into the receiving mode more often than not is not believing in yourself. You need to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be very hard to let go and to put yourself into the receiving mode, in my opinion. The third thing is giving yourself permission. Now, this comes back to the worthiness and the deserving. You're not going to allow yourself to go into the fucking receiving mode if you think that you're bad, if you think you're not worthy, if you don't think you're deserving. You're not going to allow yourself to do anything that's going to make you feel like you truly want to feel, because you don't deserve it. That's the way you think about yourself. So again, you need to focus on these three areas, in my opinion. Expecting something good to happen. Everything is always working out for me. I expect good things to happen. Number two is your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and learning to believe in yourself. So repeat, I believe in myself. I believe in you, Adrian. I say your name. Say it to yourself. I believe in you. I believe in myself. Search YouTube for self-confidence, how to increase self-confidence, how to increase self-esteem. Start watching videos. This is where your learning should be, on these three areas. And the third area is giving yourself permission, and that goes back to coming home to yourself, forgiving yourself, and realizing that you are enough, realizing that you are worthy and deserving, and then giving yourself permission to have what you want. We're going to be talking about this more. I love you lots. I believe in you. You are super, super powerful. Your job every day when you get up, now that you know this, is to put yourself into the receiving mode. Every morning I get up and I activate love, I activate gratitude, and I activate the receiving mode. And throughout the day, I say, am I in the receiving mode? And if I'm not, I activate the receiving mode. If you activate the receiving mode, you'll be turning on the tap, and this massive flow of abundance is going to surround you in your life. You're super awesome. You're in the right place at the right time. You're super powerful. Keep going. Never, ever give up. And I'll speak with you tomorrow, my friend. I've got great news for you. You are super, 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 super powerful, just so you know. Hello, my friend. I've got some great info for you today. Get ready to turn your power on. If you're struggling today, I want you to know that you're not alone. Everything is going to be okay. Take it day by day, day by day, one foot in front of the other foot, step by step, moment by moment, breath by breath. And if you're struggling, if you're having low mood, or if you've been fired, or if you don't have a lot of money, or if you're scared about your business, it's super important that you focus on eating healthy food, that you optimize your sleep, and you can use Delta Waves from YouTube or the Hypnosis Audio, that you meditate, you let go during the day, and that you exercise. It's super important that you focus on those four things right now if you are struggling. You're gonna get through this. Everything is going to be okay. Everything is okay. We all have struggles. You're not alone. The two things I wanna talk to you about today are going to help you feel better if you are struggling right now. And if you're feeling good, they're gonna help you feel even better. And these two things that I'm about to talk to you about will allow you to get into the receiving mode easier and will turn on the tap and allow more income revenue to flow into your life. Because that's a big reason why we're all here right now, is to create financial abundance for ourselves. And to do that, you have to turn on your power. So one very powerful way to turn on your power is through yoga. Now, I went to yoga teacher training about 10 years ago, 15 years ago now. Time flies by. Woo! Holy moly. 46. Where the fuck did that come from? I feel 26. So I took yoga teacher training when I came back from Grand Cayman. I was so into yoga. And I don't know what happened, but somewhere along the way after that, I got a block from it. And I've had a hard time doing a full yoga routine at home on my own. So what I've ended up doing is I've been practicing single poses at a time. So you can do yoga by doing a single pose. If you do a single pose every day, you are doing yoga. But you don't. It doesn't all have to be all or nothing. And that's the idea I have to get you doing yoga, is you may not be doing yoga because you think you have to go to a yoga class or you have to do this whole long routine at home. So every week in the Power On Audio Club, I'm going to send out a yoga pose. And your job is to focus on doing that pose every day for a minimum of 5 minutes. Start small. If you haven't done yoga before, start small. And I'm going to send you easy poses that are good for beginners. Now, the one that you see on your messenger system today is super, super powerful. I just did it this morning. From what I understand, Muslims do this pose when they pray. I believe it's called child pose from what I was taught. It is incredible. There are many, many benefits to your body. Go try out that pose. Do breathing in and out through your nose. Keep fluid breathing going throughout your body and just hold the pose and let go. It's super, super therapeutic. Start doing yoga with me, one pose a week. I'm going to do this pose all week, and then next week I'll send you another pose to do. And in 4 weeks, you'll have a 20-minute workout that is super easy and that you love to do that has changed your life. So we're going to bit by bit change your life in this club, and I'm super excited that you decided to join me on this journey. So woo! Here we go. Yoga celebration time. We're going to start with one pose a week. Now, the main topic today is something that will make you feel better. And I've shared this with you before, but I need to keep sharing it with you because as I've said before, you are probably retaining 5, maybe 10%, but 5% of everything that you take in, you are letting it go. You are forgetting it and you are not applying it. So bear with me. You're going to have to hear some repetition from me in this club. Trust me, it's not because I don't want to be creative, because I've got lots of stuff to talk to you about. I've got a lifetime of knowledge and wisdom and struggles that I'm going to share with you. I am sharing everything with you. But it's important that we build upon the subjects that I've already sent you. And it's super important that we focus down and double down on the topics that are of paramount importance to you being successful as an online entrepreneur and successful in a relationship with yourself. So to start off, I want you to hear me loud and clear. Being successful in sales is not rocket science. Being successful in sales is not rocket science. That means that the distance between you and your dreams is something that you can do this. You don't have to be a fucking rocket scientist to figure out how to sell CBD or how to sell your water machine or how to sell whatever you sell. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. That's the first and foremost thing that you need to understand. And you want to have confidence. You need to have confidence if you're going to be successful, because a big reason why you're holding yourself back, if you are, is because you don't believe in yourself, like I've told you before, because you don't have self-confidence. And as I've said before, and I'm going to keep repeating this, competence builds confidence. So you can do certain things right now that will build competence, and then you will be confident, and then you will be more able to go out and talk to leads, to tell people about the water machine. Part of the reason you might have a problem telling people about it right now is because you do not have the competence. So if you are blocked, if you aren't taking action on your business, if you're frozen, I'm suggesting that for the next 2 weeks, you put your head down and learn the things that I'm about to tell you. So number one is product knowledge. Get to know the problem, get to know the solution. If you're selling the water, get to know the problems with the water that people are drinking. Understand the solution, understand your water machine, understand every different model, understand what every different type of water does. Understand water in general, inside out. Be the expert. Know the problem and provide the solution. If you're selling CBD oil, or anything related to that, understand painkillers, understand what prescription drugs do to the person that is in pain, and let them know what CBD does to them. Provide a solution, but you have to be an expert and you have to know about all the other different products in the arena so that you can get the client to see that your product is the solution that they want. And again, I've said this before, but I'm going to keep saying it to you. Learn the product. Learn the compensation plan. Put your head down. Don't do anything else until you know this. Know this stuff. Become the expert. Number two is practice. Part of the reason you're not taking action, if you're not taking action, is because you don't have you haven't practiced it. You couldn't expect anybody that's really good at anything, very rarely, to go out on stage in front of a whole bunch of people and do something that they've never done before and haven't practiced and be exceptional at it. Anybody that's done anything that is exceptional on this planet fucking practiced and failed and practiced and practiced and took action and kept going. And that's why I'm saying I've studied successful people. It's not rocket science. Wayne Gretzky, as I've mentioned before, is one of the most amazing hockey players on this planet because he practiced. He fucking didn't stop. And humans have this incredible ability to become super good at whatever we practice. So do 1 minute videos. Create a 1 minute video on your phone and send it to your friend every day. The topic doesn't have to be about anything, and you don't have to share it with anybody other than the friend you share it with. You do that for 30 days and you'll become fucking amazing on videos. I promise you. But don't have a goal with the video. Just have fun with it. Just create a video. Number two is do some role playing with people. You can get on Zoom, be the client and they be the lead, and practice with each other. Practice objections with each other. This is what we got taught in sales working for some of the largest corporations in the world, is role playing. And another thing is role play your pitch. So practice your elevator pitch on somebody. You have to be able to tell somebody what you do within two sentences or one sentence. So practice that. Have some fun with this. I've told you this before, but if you're new to the club and you didn't listen to the past audios, you wouldn't have got this. And if you are in the club and you did hear this, there's a good potential that you fucking forgot what I said and didn't take action. So now's another opportunity to take action. Number three, I've already said this, is memorize your taglines. Memorize your elevator pitch. Part of the reason you're not confident telling other people what you do, because you don't really fucking know what you do. Maybe not you, but a lot of people. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that you need to really double down and get to know your product. get to become the painkiller that everybody's talking about. People don't want vitamins. You've heard this before. It's the buzz in the around the internet right now. But it's super powerful. You want to provide a painkiller. But to get somebody to take your fucking painkiller, you've got to be an expert. And you've got to get their confidence in you. And if you don't have confidence in yourself, how do you expect anybody else to have confidence in you? So that's why all the things I talk to you about are the starting point to making more money. We could talk lots about sales skills and certain techniques on how to close somebody and upsell somebody. But what's the point, in my opinion, of getting you there until we haven't dealt with the basics? And the basics are turning your power on, eating well, sleeping well, thinking well, letting go, meditate, balancing your brainwaves, exercising, raising your vibration, becoming a magnet for money and allowing everything to flow into your life. You're super fucking powerful. Never, ever forget that. Never, ever forget that. You are super powerful. And if you're not where you want to be right now, you can get to where you want to be. I'm living proof. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. I love you lots. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have an amazing day. Make today the best day of your life because tomorrow's not guaranteed. And you have all the tools in this club to change and shift your mood and turn your power on. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Boom. That's an explosion of love and positive energy that should be surrounding you right about now. Woo! We are so blessed to be alive, and I am so grateful that I have a roof over my head, a food in my fridge. I get to walk, I can speak, I can hear, I can see. Fuck, am I ever wealthy? And I'm super excited to share this daily audio with you. 360,000 babies were born today, approximately. Approximately 360,000 babies are born every day. So that's something to put a smile on your face. As I've said in another daily audio, imagine 360,000 babies in a stadium or on a football field looking up at you smiling. They'd obviously probably be screaming and crying too. So maybe that's not a great image to see. But you get it. What I'm talking about. Birth, growth, it's happening all around us. Fucking get rid of negative Nancy and Debbie Downer and focus on the positives. Today's daily audio is a smorgasbord of information. And I was motivated yesterday to share this with you. I was listening to Les Brown. He does a lot of motivational videos, or they use him in a lot of motivational videos on YouTube. Dude is fucking awesome. But the concept he was talking about yesterday is that your main job every day is to sell yourself that your dream is possible. And it hit me hard because that's why I became a mindset coach and specialist, and because it all starts with your thoughts. And I recognized that I was the only person standing in my own way based on how I was thinking. And so the most important sales job you will ever have is with yourself. I repeat, the most important sales job you will ever have is with yourself. Your job every day is to make yourself feel as good as you can. We've talked about this by raising your vibration and becoming a magnet for money and allowing the gifts and the abundance of life to flow to you. Your other goal is to sell yourself, to keep selling yourself, to keep telling yourself that it is possible, that it is coming, it is on its way, your dreams are manifesting. You have to keep convincing yourself. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I sure fucking notice it. My days aren't the same 7 days a week. And on one day, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking, there's 10,000 members in the club, and then we're gonna have 100,000. And then the next day, I'm like, oh, fuck, I hope we can bring in enough club members just to cover the expenses. These are the things I go through, and these are the things that everybody goes through. But you know what? The successful people and the millionaires and the people that create the money, they've done an exceptional job of selling themselves that the dream is possible. They've never let themselves get away with thinking like that for too long. You have to become really, really good at changing that conversation. So I had a thought the other day that made me feel bad instantly is, what happens if I can't make the advertising in the affiliate program successful? The thought was, what if I can't attract the thousands of people that we have planned to come into the club? And right away, I had to come back in as the good coach, observing that thought and tell myself, What happens when we figure out the fucking sweet spot with the ad spend, where we know how much it costs and we know what to do to acquire a customer? That's the sweet spot in digital products that gets me fucking excited, because then all you do is you turn up the fucking spending and you start the flow and the revenue starts to go. So that's what I focused on. I sold myself the dream and I switched the story that I was telling myself. The most important sales job you're ever going to have is with yourself. If you are sitting there consistently telling yourself it's not going to work, it's not going to work, you're not alone. Everybody's like that. I was like that. I was a realtor sitting at home saying, how am I going to do this? It can't work. Where when I became a realtor, I was like, fuck, woohoo, I'm going to make millions. It's your mindset, it's your faulty beliefs, it's all the stuff, it's the bad food, it's not sleeping, it's all the things we're going to learn about and I'm going to teach you about. But I want to repeat, your job every day is to feel as good as you can and to sell yourself that your dream is possible. What we do, here's another concept, what we do, what we produce, what we accomplish, and what we do is based on the story we have, we believe about ourselves. Sorry, I fucked that up. I'll try that again. What we do, what we produce, what we accomplish is based on the story we believe about ourselves. And this story has to do with past experiences. This story has to do with our programs and our subconscious. This story has to do with what other people have told us about ourselves. My point is you have to work on yourself every day. And my point is, just like the last topic, is that you have to be in the mind gym every day and you have to continually work on that story. You have to change the story about yourself. You have to change the story about your life. You have to change your philosophy on life. You have to change the faulty beliefs. But you are powerful and you are in control. You are at the control of the keyboard. You are the commander. You are driving the bus. You are the divine manifesting creator. You can control this. You can do it. Another thing I wanted to share with you is you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to fucking get started to be great. And I didn't come up with that, but I couldn't find the author's name to tell you who said it. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. I'd write that one down. Because it's life-changing. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is life-changing. And that's why I'm telling you that we're going to make this product the best product you've ever purchased. Because knowledge in 10 little snippets every day for a year will change your life and make you more powerful. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Fucking kaboom. And if you're not taking action right now, I want you to write that down and I want you to look at it every day until you take action, because you'll never get great until you get started. The last thing I wanted to tell you about is I was visualizing last night before I went to bed. I was sitting out on my recliner looking out at the Andaman Sea, and I was repeating, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Oh yeah, and I forgot to ask you, have you been repeating that? Have you been programming your subconscious mind? Have you been creating new neuronal firings? Repeat it to yourself. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. If you're laying there in the morning and you're stressed out before you get out of bed, everything is always working out with me. Everything is always working out for me. If you're going before bed and you're trying to solve problems and you're ruminating, start repeating. Everything is always working out for me. Remember this little fucking powerful secret. Your mind is listening to you. Your mind is creating what you tell it. If you tell it that everything is working out for you, everything will work out for you. I'm telling you, that's how it works. You've been creating like this all your life, but you've been telling your fucking mind what you don't want to experience. So back to this. Here's another sentence, and we're going to use this for the mindset challenge next week, I think. It is on its way. Your job right now, if you're an entrepreneur, is sitting there. Your job is to convince yourself that your dream is possible. Your job is to convince yourself that your product and you are worthy. Your job is to convince yourself that the next sale is on its way. Because if you don't feel and believe that, you're going to be living in fight or flight and stress all the time. And then that's just going to change your communication to the quantum field. And you're going to get back more of what you don't want that creates more stress. So you have to figure out a way to believe that it's on its way, just like I do right now. I have to believe that new club members are on their way to the Power On Audio Club. And the visualization that just came into my head when I closed my eyes was I saw this big fucking ship, like bigger than the Titanic. And on the side, it said headed to POAC. And it was full of people, 10,000 people that are on their way to join the Power On Audio Club. And then the best part is Balazs and I are on the docks jumping up and down. And all of you and everybody else in the Power On Audio Club currently is standing on the docks around me. And we're all jumping down, jumping around excited, waiting for the 10,000 people to come to port to join the Power On Audio Club. So that's my fun way of visualizing the 10,000 new members that I'm inviting and attracting into the Power On Audio Club. And I'd like to congratulate myself and Balazs for successfully attracting 100,000, we'll start with 10,000 new members into the Power On Audio Club. And I'd like to finish off by congratulating you on selling yourself every day that your dream is possible. I'm going to finish off by congratulating you for doing your yoga pose. I'm going to congratulate you for observing your thoughts and being the good coach to yourself. I'm going to congratulate you for getting started on your business. You are awesome. You just need to believe this, and then you need to go share that awesomeness with the whole world, because there's lots of other people that are out there that are just like you that want to hear from you. So go shine. Go let your unique flower bloom. Be the brightest fucking human you could ever be. Be positive, be loving, be grateful, care for others. Amazing things will happen for you, and I'll speak with you tomorrow. You are loved, you are lovable, you are more than enough just the way you are powerful, everything is going to be okay. Thought that would be a good way to start today's daily audio, my friend. I love you lots and I'm sending you a big hug from Thailand. So there's two quotes that I wanted to share with you before I get started, and one of them is from Rumi, I've already mentioned him. The wound is the place where the light enters you. The wound is the place where the light enters you. And I believe that I shine such a bright light because the wound was so fucking big that a lot of light got to enter me. Sit with that quote. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Another quote that I like is, out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars. Khalil Gibran. Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars. And I found this quote this morning because I was having a not so great start to my day. And I often go and look for quotes to try and shift my paradigm and shift how I'm feeling. And that one really helped, because if you have suffered in your life or if you are suffering, you are a massive character, you are super strong, and you've got lots and lots of things to share with this world to help other people. A reminder to repeat to yourself, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Your mind is listening, your mind is taking orders from you, and your mind is creating what you tell it. So make sure you use repetition to tell your mind something that you want it to create. And do the yoga pose I sent. It doesn't take much effort, but it's super calming and relaxing. So today's daily audio is about creating peace within, because I wanted to share with you my own journey on creating peace within. Because if you asked me what the number one thing that I want to have in my life is peace. I it's not the fucking Lamborghini. It's not the massive house. That stuff sounds like fun. And if it comes one day and I get to experience it, awesome. But my whole thing, I want to feel peace. I want to feel safe inside. And that's my main focus. And it has some hurdles and there are some challenges to get there. So I want to be vulnerable with you and share with you my story so that it can help you set yourself free. So I also want you to understand that it's very rare to have someone like myself be completely open and vulnerable. So this information is super powerful in my opinion. I woke up this morning with generalized anxiety. I was supposed to get up at 5 a.m. I slept until 7:30. I just wanted to stay in the comfy bed because my mind was messing with me. My mind was trying to make me think of things to create this fight or flight anxious response inside of me. Now, before I get into my specific situation, which you may be dealing with or someone you know may be dealing with, I wanted to remind you that if you're feeling off right now and you don't feel yourself, we all have to remember that there is this global fucking chaos going on right now. So what happened to me is the first couple weeks of this lockdown, it was super weird, super strange, emotional, and then it just sort of got to be okay. Now we just got to carry on. This is the normal that we have right now. But I think what happens and can happen is that we can forget that we're in the middle of this completely fucked up time. This is the weirdest time for the human race on the whole planet. They've never ever seen anything like this. So remember, everybody is, there's a lot of people suffering right now. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of people losing their homes. There's a lot of people worried about losing their homes. There's a lot of people anxious and scared. And we are energy beings and we are all one. So I believe that we're all taking that in and we're all feeling it. So I just wanted to explain to you that if you are feeling off and you do have bad days, just remember that we are in the most weirdest screwed up time on this planet energetically, in my opinion. Now, creating peace within. I've shared my journey with you before. I had trauma at childhood, but this could apply to you even if you haven't had trauma in childhood, because most people in the developed world are living in fight or flight. And the fight or flight response was created to take us away from a danger or to protect us, to give us the blood flow to our muscles and increase our heart rate so that we could fight the lion or run from the fucking lion. Maybe you probably want to run from a lion. You don't want to try and fight a lion. But you understand what I'm saying. But what's happened in the modern world is that we have all been conditioned to be in fight or flight all the time. Most people in the developed world spend their whole day and even their sleeping hours in fight or flight, as if something is bad is going to happen. And that's what I have dealt with all my life. I want you to understand, I also came from Irish descent, so worrying, English descent, worrying, ruminating. So I've spent the majority of my whole life in fight or flight. Even from a teenage kid trying to make sure that my mom didn't kill herself, I have been programmed and conditioned to worry, to ruminate, and to be in fear, and to feel anxious. But the last 3.5 years, as I've told you, I went to hypnotherapy school. I've done a massive amount of work, and I spent many, many, many months and years since then feeling absolutely amazing and not having the same type of anxiety I've had before. And I've been peeling the layers of the onion and discovering different faulty beliefs and reprogramming them. And it's been getting better and better. But I'm sharing with you that I still have my own hurdles. I still have my own programming, as I've done before. So what's going on for me right now is it's kind of a weird situation, because I have everything I've ever wanted in my life right now. I have an amazing partner. I have kittens, which I love. I love pets. I live in paradise. We just sold a piece of farmland in our investment firm, so I have more cash than I've ever had. I have a backup plan. Not that I need a backup plan if Power On Audio Club wasn't able to pay me, and that's not going to happen. But what I'm saying is I could go and do one-on-one sessions if I needed to, and I would have clients and I'd be busy. So what I'm expressing to you is I have backup. There's no reason why I should be feeling anxious, is what I'm trying to say. I live in sunshine. I've made peace with myself. I forgive myself. So I'm going, why am I feeling fucking anxious? I just found out about this money coming in this weekend. So it was really like the final piece of safety. But here's what's going on. One thing that's going on for me right now is that growth and change can feel uncomfortable even if it's good. And I told you that. I'm entering into a new zone in my life where I can feel safe. I can let go. But my mind and my body is going, what the fuck do we do with this? This is strange. This doesn't feel right. And I've explained this to you before, that becoming an entrepreneur can feel uncomfortable and you can get it mixed up with it's something being bad, but it's not. So I'm growing and I'm changing and it's feeling a bit uncomfortable for me right now. So understand that that can happen. The other thing is that my mind, all my whole life, has been looking for problems. When you are in fight or flight, your mind is on full alert, and its full-time job is to find problems, to take you away from a threat and to keep you safe. And if it's become addicted to doing that, and you find safety and you create financial safety and you find the love of your life and you live where you want, you have safety, your mind is still going habitually addicted. I got to keep looking for problems. I got to keep him safe. So that's what's going on for me. The other thing that's going on is that I had those faulty beliefs that if I was happy and calm and safe, something bad would happen, which I've reprogrammed them, but they're still being tweaked right now. There's still remnants of them inside of me, so I have to continue to remind myself it's okay to be happy. If I'm happy, something good will happen. It's okay to be safe. If you're safe, good things will happen. The other component that's very, very important to understand is that when you are in fight or flight, you activate the sympathetic nervous system. And it originates, the sympathetic nervous system originates in the spinal cord, and its main function is to activate the physiological changes that occur during the fight or flight response. It releases this massive amount of hormones into your body, so through the adrenal glands, so that you can be alert. It increases your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing rate. And after the threat is gone, it takes about 20 to 60 minutes for the body to return to its pre-arousal levels. But the crazy thing is that the fight or flight response can happen in the face of imminent physical danger or as a result of more physiological threat. Psychological threat is what I meant. So you can go into fight or flight from a psychological threat. And what ends up happening is that your body becomes addicted to these hormones and these chemicals. So I'm not having the same thoughts that I used to, or a lot of the time I'm not having the same anxiety-provoking thoughts that I used to. And it's my body is still addicted to fight or flight. It's still addicted to that response. It still wants to activate the same way it used to be. So you have to understand that you're dealing with a body that is addicted to the chemicals that you've been producing all of your life. Now, why did I share all of this with you? Because I just want you to understand that it's going to take some time, and you need to understand these different hurdles so that you can navigate this. A very quick example is we are taking care of an outdoor cat. We call her Mama Cat. She had some babies. She hisses at us when she first met us. She wouldn't let us pick her up. We've been able to pet her. Well, Joy was petting her. She's been traumatized. She's been beat up out in the woods. She's been attacked. She's had all sorts of fucking problems. Joy got her to the place today where she was petting her and relaxing her. And then all of a sudden, the cat was relaxed. And then it started, put its head back and started hissing and got all freaked out. That's because being calm and loved and safe for Mama Cat was not normal. And then it started to settle into that new normal and it got freaked out because the old response is, I've got to be alert. I've got to be safe. So I wanted to use today's daily audio just to explain to you what I'm going through and to also explain to you what you might be going through and how your transition is going to be to creating a peaceful calm within. It's not always super straightforward. It is a minefield to navigate sometimes, but you're going to get through it. You have to sort this out if you want to be a successful human being, because the stress will kill you. And no money can replace you not having your health. I love you lots. Keep going. Remember, everything is always working out for you. Repeat that to yourself. You're super amazing. And I'll speak to you soon, my friend.
Hey-o, what's going on, everybody? It's good to be here. I am so grateful to be alive. Life is amazing. It's wonderful when you zone out from everything that's happening on the news, how amazing life can be. So I wanted to just send you my love and hope you're doing well. And today's daily audio, I want to chat with you about something that has the power to completely change your life. And it is the topic around running a 90-day sprint in your business, online, really dialing in your daily method of operation and focusing on income-producing activities along with personal growth to make sure that you're hitting it from both sides of the coin. Now, when you look at most people's mindset. They focus around, you know, the same old thing, the same old routine, especially if you come from a background of being an employee, having a job, you have your daily routine, you go put in your hours, and people think in terms of linear growth. And what I mean by that is every single month you earn the same amount of money from your job and it's the same old thing and you know how much you're going to earn per year. And year after year after year, it's very similar, maybe a little bit of growth, maybe you get a bonus, maybe you get a little bit of a pay raise. But in a business that allows you to drive growth, you can actually change your life and grow exponentially by exerting more focus and more action condensed into a shorter window of time. And so if you do a 90-day sprint effectively, you make some sacrifices in the short term and you can absolutely launch your business into the long term. And now I want to just quickly emphasize on the word launch. So many people, when they get started with a business, they think that they launched, but they didn't. They joined. And so this isn't the YMCA. When you start a business, you need to think about launching. And when you look at an airplane taking off on a runway, what happens, right? They have a short distance to exert maximum speed, and then they launch into the air or take off into the air, and that continues for quite a while until they hit cruising altitude. So if you think about your business in the same way, you're able to generate momentum and generate revenue for years to come in something that you actually accomplished in a window of time such as 90 days. And so a lot of the time, people want to accomplish a specific goal, a specific result, a specific outcome within this 90 days, make it a certain amount of revenue, a certain amount of income, hitting a goal or a rank or an accomplishment inside of your business or whatever it may be for you that gets you excited, gets you motivated. But the most important thing inside of a 90-day sprint is, first of all, setting expectations at the beginning and talking to the people that need to be talked to, such as your spouse, such as your children, around what to expect will be different. Because you have to make some changes. You can't run the same routine, the same schedule, and expect that to count for a 90-day sprint. It is a sprint for a reason. And so therefore, some of the leisure activities that you do, some of the Netflix, some of the casual type stuff, you're going to have to cut it out and replace it with income producing actions for a temporary amount of time. Now, what happens is if you don't discuss this and have a proper game plan in place where everybody's on the same page in your household, there's going to be resentment, arguments, fights, and distance created, and it's going to get ugly because people have different expectations and different goals. So first thing that I suggest, sit down with your family, talk about why you want to do a 90-day sprint, what result it's going to generate, how it's going to improve the family, and the result that will happen as a result of this, right? So it's super important. Second thing is creating a daily method of operation and a schedule that you can run day after day after day. And so with this, it's focusing on the actions that you can control, not so much the other external factors that may or may not happen, which can throw you off course really, really quickly. And so some suggestions around this is daily pillars that you can do no matter what. So the first thing I would suggest is creating a morning routine where you can get in your personal growth, your mindset, your health, going for a jog, getting in a workout, and doing some journaling, some meditating, and some writing, and also some reading or listening to a podcast. Getting that out of the way first thing in the morning, along with some gratitude, visualizations, maybe fasting, doing intermittent fasting. So you're actually helping your mindset and your physical health also improve during a 90-day sprint. And then you get into the business and you literally put in 10, 12, 14 hours of productivity and doing the right things, not busy work, but massive action on the right things. And so if it doesn't move your business forward, it's not something you should be doing. And so this is going to be things like creating new ads, creating content, pictures, videos, working on your branding, your messaging, anything that you need to be doing, speaking to clients on the phone, scaling your ads, testing new ads, whatever it is. But you need to be focusing on the most important actions for this 90-day window of time. And also factoring in some contingency, like there are going to be days that you don't feel like doing things. So in those days, what can you have as a backup plan where you can still do something to move you forward, but it's not going to be a complete waste of a day if you're having an off day, which does happen, right? You have to remember that you're not going to turn into a robot for 90 days. You're still a human being. There's still going to be outside factors that throw you off your game, and that's okay. Anticipate for it. Plan ahead. And if you plan ahead and you reverse engineer this, you will still have the most productive, successful 90 days you've ever had in your life, even with 10, 15 possible days off where you're not 100% on your A game, but you're still moving the needle forward. You're still being productive. You're still making it happen. And then the last piece of this is reverse engineer the actions that you need to take to produce the results that you want to produce. And so you may not be able to factor in the specific amount of sales that you're going to generate or revenue you're going to generate, because that could be up in the air and there's outside variables and whatnot. But if you focus on the cost per lead, for example, or the number of sales calls or sales presentations you need to do, and you know your averages, that it takes X amount of qualified leads to generate a specific amount of revenue or a number of sales that you require, then you can focus on reverse engineering the total number of actions or leads that you need to produce within the 90 days, add 20% on top, and you know, factor in some extra additional work, and then hustle your face off and really make it something where if you knew that you would generate $1 million in profit on day 90, would you make it happen? Would you not quit? Would you, you know, push hard on the days that you don't want to do it? Of course you would. And so that's the mentality that you need to go into it, because you will make $1 million at the end of this 90-day sprint. It just may not show up for a year or two or three or five, because that's just how it works. It's not going to be an immediate instant gratification at the end of the 90-day sprint, but you're going to plant the seeds, do the things that are required, get yourself moving with momentum, and it will change the trajectory of your future when you condense time, put in above normal average action. And I'm telling you, amazing things will happen from this. And so think about what your affirmations are for the 90 days. What are you going to focus on? What is the outcome that you want to do? And then how can you reverse engineer the actions that you can actually control daily? And then run the play, run the play, run the play every single time. And once you complete that, you know, have an accountability partner, mastermind with some other people. It's way more effective to do it as a small group and everybody's holding each other accountable. Everybody's pumping each other up. You can check in daily on Zoom, make sure everybody's done their daily pillars, make sure everybody's done their morning routine. And so that way that can extra motivate you on the days where you're not feeling it, but you want to make sure that you're showing up for the group. And so everybody can cross the finish line together. And then the final thing that's really, really important is setting up rewards and consequences for your hard work. And so if you don't do it and you quit and you give up and your accountability partners know that you didn't do it, what's the consequence? You know what I mean? Do you got to shave your head? Do you got to donate 10 grand to a charity? What do you got to do? You got to go streaking down the street or streaking down the highway? What is something that's going to scare you so much that there's no way that you're going to fucking give up and quit? and then at the same time, what's a reward? What's something that you can reward yourself, your family, your spouse, your children with at the end of the 90 days, once you do accomplish it, once you do make it happen, once you did run the play for 90 days straight, what's the reward? Do you take a week off and turn off your phone? Do you go on a trip to your spare bedroom because we can't travel right now, so you can have a trip down the street or something, but you know what I mean. Do you buy yourself something like some new business equipment or treat yourself to whatever it may be that excites you, inspires you, motivates you, gets everybody on board on your family. So instead of them trying to tell you, hey, you know, you worked hard enough, come watch some TV with the family, and pulling you away from your goals, they're encouraging you and say, don't worry about it. There's nothing useful on Netflix anyways. Get back in the office. Keep grinding. You know, go until you pass out. Go till midnight. Go till 2 a.m. That's what you want as support. That's what you want as encouragement. Not the thing of like, come on, honey, you know, you've been working all day. It's time for dinner. And it's like 6 o'clock and you're like, fuck, I'm still grinding. So make sure that the people in your corner are in your corner, have your back, supporting you, encouraging you, building you up. And then everybody gets to win at the end of the 90 days. Everybody gets a reward and you guys can win together, grind together, work together, and enjoy life together once the work is done. And you will have an incredible 90 days. And you can do one every year. You can do one every 6 months. But the more often you do a 90-day sprint, the more, the quicker you're going to condense the time that it takes that is necessary to win in life and in business. And I'll leave you with this final thought, is that you always have to pay the price for success upfront in full. There are no payment plans. There are no leases. There are no loans. And so what that really means is, do you want to pay the price upfront in full the hard way, the slow way, the difficult way, you know, struggling for years and years and years and years and barely paying your dues because you're avoiding the work, you're avoiding the sacrifices, you're avoiding the struggle of really, really doubling down on building your business? Or do you want to pay those dues and make it extra uncomfortable for a short period of time, like 90 days, and fast track your results, literally shrink and condense time so you can live more of your rest of your life living your dreams instead of working towards living your dreams? Because we have a finite amount of time on this planet. And if you look at your life the same way that you look at a battery percentage on your smartphone or your laptop, our lives are the same thing. You know, you might be 30% done and you have 70% to go. And what I mean by this is, how much of the remaining percentage of your life do you want to be living your dream lifestyle, or still struggling, grinding, and trying to figure out a way to live your dream lifestyle? And that 100% depends on you. And it depends whether or not you got what it takes to put it all on the line for 90 days. And I promise you, if you do it, it'll be life-changing. And please remember to let us know how the Power On Audio Club is adding value and changing your life. Tag Adrian at The Human Optimizer on social media. Tag me at Balazs W. Curtos on Instagram, on Facebook. Let us know. Drop us a comment. Drop us a testimonial. In our inbox on our Power On Audio Club Facebook page, we are super, super excited for you to continue becoming the best version of yourself, stepping into your potential, and really living your dreams. We love you. We appreciate you. We have your back. We're always here for you. And we love having you being a part of the Power On Audio Club. So have an amazing Friday. Have an amazing weekend. And I'll catch up with you guys again next week. Bye for now. Much love. Signing off. Balazs. Cheers.
You just finished another episode of the Power On Boost podcast with your host, Adrian Wesley. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and tune in next time. Power On!